The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, Head of Healthcare, SP Angel. You're Vadim.
How are you doing, Justin?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. And scanning through some of the emails today, and your name popped up on the E-Therapeutics RNS there, a good fundraise. First of all, before we go into it and what they're using the money for, explain, if you could, Vadim, what is E-Therapeutics all about? What's ETX to ticker, by the way?
Yeah. So it's kind of, I guess, as the name describes, in the sense that it's, you know, it's the digital platform that they have developed, which allows drug discovery in silico. So this is an area of drug discovery that's early, you know, in the preclinical phases. Yeah. They effectively help identify targets in silico rather than in vivo, if you like, or in vitro. So yeah. What you're doing is you're trying to accelerate drug discovery by helping select targets that work effectively. And you can also test molecules against those targets, all of this on a computer. And this area is kind of coming of age right now. There's a lot of interest in this space. I think they're benefiting from that. And they've done quite well over the last 2 years. There's a new CEO I can't say he's a new CEO anymore. He's been there for over a year now, almost going on two. But since he's come in, I mean, the shares have done really well. You should look at the share price over the last 2 years.
Yeah, wow. I'm just looking back to 7th of Feb 2020. They're at 3.3 pence. They just done it. Just hit 32 pence, so a 10 bag there almost. But they've come off a little bit, of course, of late, but still 25 pence up from 3 pence over a year ago. So wow, it's good. It's good performance there. More to come though. Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, this is what this funding is all about. These companies go from strength to strength. I mean, I've got to give them credit for that, because since they've come into this management team has come into. Into this company, not only has the share price performed really well, but they've done fundraises at ever higher prices. So creating value, you know, it's quite an achievement. I think now over 35 million roughly, or 30, over 30 million has been raised. 35 million about sterling has been raised into this company. Share price, as we've just described, so creating value for shareholders. It's well backed. It's even better backed now because you have new shareholders coming on stream. It's just been a great run to date. But now with this money, the whole idea is to take it forward to another level. There is something else that they do, which is leveraging this platform that they have, their computational biology platform, to go into the area of RNA silencing. Okay, and that's a whole area in terms of drug development. It's an area in and of itself that's coming of age also. And what they want to do with this money is take a few candidates through preclinical, one into clinic. So they're advancing their RNA silencing platform. And there's good justification for that, both in terms of the team. So the CEO is an ex-CEO of Silence Therapeutics, which is another company that's done very well. If you look at their share price over the last, you know, three to 4 years, it's just gone up, I think, 10 times as well. So it gives you, you know, a flavor for the interest in, and I mean, that's just one company. There's many other companies in that space that have done well. But, you know, there's an AIM company that's done well in terms of RNA silencing. Ali, the CEO's experience, is bringing it into this company, E-Therapeutics. And there's real good rationale for that in using their computational biology platform to identify targets to then go for in terms of RNA silencing therapeutics. So they'll find the targets with their platform, their computational biology platform, and then they'll go after those targets in terms of developing drugs against those targets, but specifically RNA silencing drugs. Yeah. And that combination is exactly what this fundraise is about. It's to start moving into drug development more aggressively, but specifically in the RNA silencing platform, the new platform that they're establishing.
And I'd suggest, I mean, I'm not, you're the expert here, but the upside there could be quite big.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. And not to diminish the computational biology platform at all. You know, they've done well. They've struck some pretty interesting agreements with some good players, a Galapagos agreement, a Merck agreement. You know, these are names that we all, you know, we know. You know, Merck is a big company. So my point being is the computational biology platform standalone is a business that's doing very well, and that they've advanced substantially and struck, you know, good agreements with. That may generate even bigger agreements over the coming years, and that's certainly the plan. So in no way to diminish that platform standalone. And in fact, something I haven't mentioned, because, you know, there's so much you can say, but you know, they have a specific focus on liver cells, so hepatocytes, and that model is getting ever better. You know, the whole idea is specialization. They've specialized in that cell type, and it's a very important cell type. There are big indications like liver fibrosis. You know, so they're doing well in that regard alone. But this whole RNA silencing side of the business is, I completely agree with you. I mean, that could really, really be big. Because the whole idea with gene silencing, okay, so what you're doing is you're creating a little bit of RNA that you're targeting at a gene. The specificity, you know, it's 100% because you have a sequence to a gene that you're targeting. So that hits that gene. The whole challenge historically with RNA silencing was drug delivery, making sure you get the RNA to the target cells. All of that has now been pretty much resolved. They have really a lot of expertise in this space. So with their computational biology platform, you find the targets, and then the turnaround time is much faster than your traditional, you know, small molecule drug development timelines. You get, you know, you plug a new target into a system that's already established, if you see what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then that's the whole goal of combining these two platforms, is you're finding new targets with your highly specialized computational platform, specifically in hepatocytes, where you have a particular strength. You then go for them with your RNAi platform, and you quickly get those drugs into clinic. So the goal with this financing is they're going to progress a few preclinical candidates and one into clinic as soon as possible. I mean, this isn't going to take days, but, you know, it's a lot faster than traditional drug development in terms of, you know, your preclinical work with small molecules, because there's less unknowns.
Yeah. So plenty of news coming out then over the next several months. But then, pretty nice to see though, £1 million raise as well through retail investors, which is good, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what we want to see. It was opened up, you know, there was a good uptake by the retail side of the you know, from the investment community, and that's been the case previously. You know, they did a round about a year ago. It was a small round. I think they did about 12 million and good retail uptake then. So yeah, they're open to, you know, they understand that. And I also think, you know, it's done well for all of those investors. So I see this company going from strength to strength. The next step change is, you know, bigger agreements in the pipeline whenever they come, they come.
Yeah. Okay. One for the watch list. ETX is the ticker. E Therapeutics is the name. Vadim, thanks for that, fella. And we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.